This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey, it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer, and I have an old friend on the radio. Her name is Nancy Dykeman. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing very well. By the grace of God, God has been good to me. I cannot complain at all. I'm an old lady now, but God's given me many good years, and I'm so thankful to Him.
Well, I want folks to know that I got born again in 1983. Ronald Reagan had declared it the year of the Bible. And
praise
I was
God.
In upstate New York, and there was this very powerful FM station with a guy named Floyd and a lady named Nancy Dykeman. And they ministered to, Schenectady County, and I mean just everywhere, Troy, Albany, and literally had a huge following. And you guys were part of my initial introduction to Jesus, and you helped change my life. And Nancy, it's an honor to talk to you all these years later.
Well, it's all the glory goes to Jesus, because it was just a total miracle how Floyd and I got in the radio business to begin with. We had no intention, no idea. We loved to listen to Christian radio. CBN had had the station that we eventually bought, much to our surprise, up here. And we would listen all the time, and we learned so much from the programming, and the music would just edify us, and it was great. And one day my husband said to me, he says, God just told me to buy him a radio station. And that's how it all began. And I, of course, said, if God told you to do it, then you better do it. And we had no idea that Pat Robertson had put the five stations of the Northeast Network, which was in upstate New York, up for sale. And we were bought the first one to go. And, of course, the miracle of that was that we bought the station sight unseen. We had not seen exactly what we were buying. We had heard the result over the air, but we had never actually seen what was there or if there was anything there that we were purchasing. And it was a real big adventure how the Lord just put the whole thing together and put us on top of that mountain, shaking and trembling because we had no idea what we were doing. But it was exactly what God wanted. He had enough of professionals, I think, and he wanted people that just really loved him and had a desire to minister to his people the word of God. And that's what we did. And then, of course, we had a program similar, I believe, to what you're doing now, Rhett, down there in Florida. We called it Share Time. And we took in calls from listeners that had a prayer need or if they wanted to share a testimony. And I believe that's probably how you received the gospel. And, I thank God for that. I stand amazed at what God has done. And I'm sure you've experienced the same thing now that you're doing a very similar thing down there in Florida. You sit in a radio studio and you look at the four walls, you get a call, and you really have no idea what kind of an impact you're having on people for the kingdom of God. And sometimes it's years later, and I'm still hearing reports like I never heard that you came to the Lord originally through listening to our radio station. And it was, it's a blessing. It's a blessing what God did. And I just read the scripture this morning. God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's surely what he did with Floyd and I. But it was just such a blessing and just such a faith building experience to see when you say yes to God, what God can do. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. He does choose the foolish things of this world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes. Even to this day, I really consider myself far more naive than the average person. He says the children, it's written in the scriptures, Jesus said the children of this age are wiser than the children of the age to come. I always felt embarrassed that I kind of not, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that I can't deceive, but I'm not given over to deceit, and that I can't, I could never be a bank robber and get away with it. Let's put it that way.
It's not in the genes that we get when the Lord downloads his spirit to us when we give our lives over to him. He does a whole lot of changing within us that we just want to be like him. I love the little band that they used to have for people to wear on their wrist, WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And I think of that so often. And, you know, sometimes a thought will pop in your head, you know, of something that's totally bizarre, like robbing a bank, you know. And it's like, Satan, get behind me. I'm not ever going to do anything like that. And it's so sweet to trust in Jesus and to love him and to walk with him. It has been the joy of my life. Praise God.
Oh, yeah, to declare his name. He says, that's what my new show here, New Day, is really all about. Is it's really testimony. It is written that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. I still am, of course, disappointed in my humanness, but I realized that when Mary was contacted by the angel and said that she was going to have a child, and she said, well, how can this be? As I've known no man, but she said, as you have said, be it unto me. And her faith was her righteousness. And Abraham believed God, and it was considered righteousness. That was his righteousness. And you know, and Zechariah, of course, when he went into the temple and was told by an angel that he would have a son, it would be John the Baptist, and He didn't believe the angel. The angel said, because you have not believed, you will not be able to speak until the child is born. So this confirms for me, even though I know that I'm a very imperfect man, a very imperfect human being, that not by Rhett Palmer or Rhett Palmer's goodness or Rhett Palmer's works. And it's hard to swallow this, but it is by the gift of God. And so my only righteousness comes in believing that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and that is the whole of it. Yes, good works will follow if the love of Christ abideth in me. Certainly I'm going to achieve that. Certainly I'm going to hopefully serve others and learn the lessons that I'm here to love others and be a servant to others. But my only righteousness, my only ticket to heaven is the righteousness we gain, not by self-righteousness, but by the righteousness of Jesus, right, Nancy?
Amen. Amen. I have become more aware. I have walked with the Lord now for just shy of 50 years, 45, 46 years now. I've been walking with the Lord, and I keep finding that there's still more for me as a mere mortal to learn about the Lord. And I have learned more recently about how our whole trust has to be in him, in what he accomplished for us at the cross. When he said, "It is finished," it was finished for us, not just our salvation, but everything. And God has just made it so clear to me that there's really nothing I can do in my flesh that's going to make me righteous, that's going to make me capable of really serving him as he wants me to serve him. But I have to seek him every day, and I have to submit myself to him every day for his direction, his guidance, exactly what he wants me to do and how to do it. And, you know, sometimes that's not easy. It's kind of a hard road because he doesn't always tell you exactly how things are going to be. But I always remember, as you were saying about Abraham, that when he left his country, God just said to him, "Go to a place where I will show you." Didn't say where, didn't say how he was going to get there. He just said, "Go." And, you know, sometimes that's hard, especially in this day and age when we want, you know, a 10-point plan of how we're going to accomplish anything. You know, we've got our little schedule all filled out and, you know, exactly how we're going to do this or that. And but God doesn't work that way. God says, "Trust me and follow me, and I will lead you."
You know, also, Nancy, I'm certain we haven't seen each other in, gosh, probably 30 years, but I also am amazed at the way his ways are not our ways. For instance, I'm now in my late 60s, and my Christian music never was released for certain reasons nationally. And yet I've had some promises from him, and I go, "Well, you're an older man now." And I go, "Well, you know, all things are possible through God." And I'm only bringing this up not to talk about Rhett Palmer, but there are other people listening. And matter of fact, you too, Nancy. Remember, Jesus, God did not use Moses till he was in his 80s. We can't go by the limitations of man. And another thing is, I bet you've lived long enough to know, he is the God of the 11th hour.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Jesus, my heart is aching to know why yours is breaking.